Good morning, the Exotic Set. This is Kiri speaking.
Oh, hi. My son has a pet mouse that has what looks like it's grown a tumour on its belly.
Oh, okay. Were you wanting to make an appointment?
I was just trying to find out some information. The mouse doesn't seem to be in any sort of discomfort or pain. It's still walking around in that. But mm-hmm. Is that something that I should book in and possibly have the mouse euthanized at some point?
I guess it just depends. Like, definitely it's not really a good outcome long term, but there are things that we can do to help suppress if it is a tumour, with hormone therapy, things like that, through injections, sometimes implants, but more so injections is, I think, what's used in these little mice to help suppress the tumour. Is it a male, female, do you know?
It's a female mouse, yeah.
Female, yeah. So, the doctor would assess to see exactly what's going on. Potentially it could be like a mammary-type tumour that has developed. I guess if you don't want to go down that route, I guess assessing quality of life, are we still eating? Are we still getting around? We're not having any respiratory effort trying to breathe, because as the tumour grows, obviously it does restrict the ability to breathe as well.
And that's what I'm kind of concerned about. It's still getting about, it's still eating, but the tumour is growing. Growing steadily. It's been growing quite steadily for last week. It's actually last week it's sort of growing quite quickly. They only live 2 years, and I think this mouse, you know, is probably, it's well over a year, probably about 1 year, 4 months old now. I don't really want to put a mouse through all sorts of bits and pieces prolong it.
It's up to you. If you want to just do palliative care, you can do that at home. Just make sure the eating, drinking. We can't obviously dispense any medications or anything like that without seeing the mouse. If the time does come where we do have to make that decision, then we can definitely do that for you here. Surgery will be able to do it.
I think that's probably the way it would have to go. I guess the point is just, and I probably have to make it, is to when to bring it in, at what point does it, which I think it is getting quite close now. Are there any appointments available tomorrow?
Unfortunately, tomorrow we are fully booked out, so we don't have any available appointment spots there tomorrow. If, obviously, your little mouse does deteriorate quite quickly and that's what you're wanting to do and we need to look at that, making that decision tomorrow, definitely give us a call. We could potentially do it in between consults. There wouldn't be a direct consult per se with the vet, but they will definitely be able to perform that procedure for you. That's what is decided tomorrow, but that's only obviously if we are not doing very well. Otherwise, we would wait till next week.
Sounds good. All right, I'll see how it goes, and I have to talk to my son about it as well. But I think it's getting to that stage.
Okay. Well, just give us a call when you need to make that call, and we can definitely organise it for you.
Okay. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Then. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah.